Shantae's Afyomi is Bamitzia Daf Nun Zion, Bamitzia 57. His Afyomi is dedicated for Shemira for Am Yisrael, Yeshua for the Chayawim, Atzah for the Shvuyim. And so today's Afyomi tells us that we had discussed yesterday, staff, that the laws of Onah don't apply to Avadim, to Shtaros, to Karkos, to Ekdeshos, don't apply to contracts, to real estate, to Hekdesh. But Rav Chisda comes along and says, no, there's a Chiddush, he says. When it says that there's no Onah, it means Inan Betoras Onah. That the laws of Onah that apply to a regular person don't apply in these areas, but it's even more strict. Da'afilu Pachos Mikdei Onah, that if you're dealing with any of these categories, if the amount of the price fraud was even less than 1/6, we're going to say that normally speaking, we would waive it if it was less than 1/6. But by a hekdesh, we're going to say that the law, that the money goes back even if the fraud was less. And that's how Rav Chisda understands it. And he says that Reish Lakish was following the position of Rav Chisda. He thinks that, biblically speaking, that if you devalue something from the temple and try to redeem it onto other money, and there's a small amount, that Reish Lakish would say, even a tiny amount, the whole thing has to be paid back. I mean to say that the hekdesh is so severe that even a small amount, when it comes to temple, you can't do any fraud about.